like to welcome you to the Marketing Corporate Radio and TV show. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host, and we are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I save a soul along the way, hold it against me. We'll just call it icing on the cake. The mission is to build strong businesses in our community and put our people to work. We do that with business development, job creation, and service. I'm Robert Gatewood, and welcome to the Marketing Pulpit Radio and TV show. Now, folks, I mean, you all got to bear with me for a minute. We're going to get to some topics. First, I'm sitting here trying to figure out how I can unsee something that I saw earlier this week. Of course, this is a business show, but some things are just so profound and so impactful, you have to address them. I watched a young man's life being snuffed out in front of a national audience. And some things you just can't see. I'm trying to unsee this. Mr. George Floyd up in Minneapolis. He died. Many of us, we already know the story. And so if I'm a little off today, if my mind, if I tend to wander or my topics drift, that's it. I remember back in 1975, I was in a department store in Charlotte, North Carolina. My brother, Aaron, who's one year my senior, he was 1 year older than me. I saw him being pulled from the store in handcuffs over some minor infraction. And even though we had spent 19 years as siblings, the one thing I can't unsee is his being pulled from that store in handcuffs. And he was bloodied. This was in December. It was during Christmas shopping season. In February of that next year, my brother Aaron was dead. He's no longer with us. Now, I can't say that one, I can't say post hoc ergo propter hoc, which is Latin for after the fact, therefore because of the fact. There was nothing to prove that the two were related. I just in my heart of hearts believe that his condition was exacerbated by his rough handling. Now, that was many, many years ago. I can't unsee that, and I can't unsee Mr. George Floyd being killed before our eyes. And I really feel for the people who were actually there, who were tortured, traumatized, and tormented by having to witness that firsthand. So I'm just going to take a moment today and pause, and I'm going to dedicate this show to Mr. Floyd and his family and my prayers and thoughts. And I hope the family can find peace and justice moving forward. I know what you're going through. But as a community, we've endured several trials, tribulations, ups and downs, and we will get through this as well. We can't stop. We can't get off of our game, because I think sometimes that's what the enemy wants us to do. We have to keep going, keep the pedal to the metal. We have to keep growing our businesses. We have to keep putting our people to work. That's the Marketing Pulpit's mission, no matter what is going on, remains unwavered. It's to build strong businesses in our community and put our people to work. So thanks for giving me that moment. I had a thought today. You know where you're going. You know where you are going. Now, that's a pretty simple question in most people's minds, but I'm going to talk about that later in the show. What's your end game? Where in the heck are you going? I know that sounds like a question that most of us should be able to rattle off just like that, but I can guarantee you most of us can't, because due to time constraints, life, limited resources, all types of things get in the way. Sometimes we think we know where we're going, but all these competing interests sometimes throw us off. So later in the show, I'm going to talk about what is your end game? Where are you going? So yesterday, too, the first young man that's going to be joining me is Mr. Milton Hunt. Man, you talking about somebody who can fire you up, get you going, get you pointed in the right direction. He is the one. He's going to be joining me in a minute. Also, later in the show, we're going to have Dr. Jennifer Jones Bryant. She's going to talk about elevation, leveling up, 5 points to leveling up, and how to elevate during COVID-19. So we got a great, as a matter of fact, I'm going to bring in my guest, Mr. Milton Hunt, as we talk about some of the items that are in the news. So welcome to the show, Brother Milton Hunt. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Robert. Thank you for having me. It certainly is a pleasure to be here with you today, as I've been following the Marketing Pulpit for many years. I just appreciate the fact that you always spread the good word and what people need to hear. Thank you once again for having me.
Thank you. Thank you, and I'm glad to have you today. Why don't you, I know we're going to talk about it in a few minutes, but just give the audience a teaser. What are you going to be talking about later on?
It's not a tease. It's the real thing. We're going to talk about how we pivoting into success. And okay. This pandemic and all these things that are happening, what moves are we making? So here's just a, what we'll call, the, if you want to use the word tease, how about this? Pivoting should suggest that we're making a turn. We're okay. Moving in a direction. So come back, stay with us, and hear about how we move in that direction and how we pivot to success.
All right, man. I'm looking forward to it. That's Mr. Milton Hunt. You can also go to his website to find out more about him while you're getting all ready to hear his word. My word later on, like I said, is going to be talking about your end game. Where are you going, ladies and gentlemen? Where are you going? As I spoke earlier, we talked much of the country right now is focused on Mr. George Floyd. There are protests across the country right now. Protesters are clashing in Minneapolis, Los Angeles, Louisiana. And of course, this was precipitated by Mr. Floyd being killed by a police officer who kneeled on his neck for about 9 minutes. It's a horrifying video if you haven't watched it. And I say, don't do it unless you have a strong stomach. Now, something else is happening in the news. All these things are related. And feel free to jump in here, Milton, at any time if you have any commentary. Trump signed an executive order targeting Facebook, Google, and Twitter over allegations of political bias. Now, this war is going on between Twitter right now and its president, Jack Dorsey, and the president of the United States. It all started when Jack Dorsey put a flag on one of Mr. Trump's tweets regarding this story about balloting and so forth. Mm-hmm. And Trump threatened to do this executive order, and he carried through with it, which was pretty much bring the big companies under the auspices of regulation, of oversight. And not to be undaunted, Jack Dorsey this morning slapped a flag on the president's tweet over the George Floyd protest. And this, the way these flags work that Twitter is putting on the president, and not just the president, but on content in general, they're saying if the content is not factual, or in one of their policies, they state that it glorifies violence, they put a flag on it, and you have to click on this flag before you can read the content. And so that's a war right now that's going on between the president of the United States and Jack Dorsey of Twitter.
Yeah.
Now, Mark Zuckerberg, he has a different opinion. And all these items are related because we talk about social media. That's one of the big things we talk about on this show. So this is, it just happened to be in the news more so today than other days. Mark Zuckerberg feels that his policy is different than Trump's because he feels that Facebook shouldn't be the arbiter of truth and people and things that people say online. So this is a story that's going to be playing itself out in the coming days. And go ahead, Yep.
Well, I find it interesting that here we are with two different platforms, with two different policies and approaches on facts or truth, if you will. I'm all for the one that Twitter uses about violence. I certainly commend them for what they're doing there, and I think that's imperative. But how do we monitor and gauge this fact-based approach when I believe there's millions, probably billions of tweets and posts that we see on a daily basis, and who will be the monitor of the fact police, if you will, or the fact checking? Because I can tell you, I see a lot of stuff daily that I question my own self, and who is to say that I'm the one that should be the decider of the truth? So that'll be an interesting approach, Robert.
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate that some things are politicized that should be pretty much black and white, because I can tell you right now, on many of my past shows, I have actually called for some regulation on these big Google, Facebook, and Twitter, because I felt they had too much power. I felt that they should be regulated as a utility because of the really the awesome power that they have. And so I'm not siding with Trump as far as the fact that he shouldn't be fact checked.
Right.
But like you said, Milton, who makes that call? That is a big, big story that's going to, I mean, I think the outcome could really change our lives. It really could.
We're going down a path, Robert, is what I call a slippery slope. Think about it like this. Once the federal government or whoever it is that we deem that gets involved in the regulatory side of it, such as we have the Public Service Commission for Utilities and so forth and so on, then who will be the decider? What will there be a cost now because it's being regulated? Will there be less participation? Will there be less influence as to where funding might come from and how political parties might use this? So this is really a slippery slope that we find ourselves going down.
This is slippery as they get. Yeah. And I'm telling you, Milton, my show, The Marketing Pulpit, I've been striving since the show started to keep it on the business development, marketing, development, social media, and that. But unfortunately, because everything has become so politicized now, it's hard to stay on the sideline. I want to keep us focused. I want to bring in people like you to beat us into shape so we can go out here and make this money. That's what I want.
Well, Robert, what I'm learning is that while I may be on the sideline, I got my jersey on and my tennis shoes on. I'm ready to get in the game, brother.
Yeah, brother. All right. All right. We'll say hello to people out there on Facebook. Mr. Brown from Eternity Plumbing. So good morning to you. Mr. Richard Miles from the Minor Football League. And by the way, I will be on the Minor Football League show this evening at 5:00 on Facebook Live. So I am also one of their co-hosts over there. They're about to expand, make a footprint over in Africa. They're getting ready for their 2021 season. They put the 2020 season on hold due to COVID-19. So I'll be on the MFL radio show this afternoon with Mr. Richard Miles. A great group over there. Looking forward to that. And hello to everybody out there in Twitter land, Facebook land, and YouTube land. This show is actually being broadcast live right now on Facebook Live. We're on YouTube Live, and we're on Periscope Live. And as soon as we get the okay, we're going to be back over Radio One. Okay. But we spent the first 10 years building up our base and our following, and we have a great listening audience. Many of those people have come over to Facebook Live and Twitter and YouTube to join us, but we have every intention of going back onto Radio One. By the way, you're listening to The Marketing Pulpit and watching Marketing Pulpit TV. I have as my special guest today, Mr. Milton Hunt, and his information is actually flowing across the bottom of the screen. You can reach him at miltonhunt.net. We have this phenomenal website. I wonder who in the heck did that. Man, you should give that guy a raise, a bonus, a tip, whoever.
Hey, Rob. Okay, let's stop. Let me give you a commercial now. Ladies and gentlemen, I came to know Rob through a mutual friend of mine, an acquaintance. And, you know, I'm real careful who I do business with when it's of my image, because you get a second chance to make a first impression. and people will see you at a time where sometimes you don't want to be seen, but when you have a website, they see you 24/7. And brother, you did an outstanding job of the representation of me in that platform. That homepage you put together, I get rave reviews about it. So if you're listening today in this audience, I can't say nothing, but you got to look at Gatewood Marketing. You got to give them a look. You at least got to hear what they have to say. So, Rob, you're the one that put that together, and I want to thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I'm really honored to be affiliated with you. I made a commitment a few years ago, Milton, that I was going to, and I'm going to do a show on this. Matter of fact, I think it's going to be next week. It's going to be called The Company You Keep.
Okay.
And the impact of the company that you keep.
Mm.
That's a whole show. I was going to touch on it today, but I said, no, that's a whole show. And I go to that to say that being in the company of people like you and the great followers that I have and the listeners and my co-hosts and other people I've affiliated with, I attribute that to my success. The more I pay attention to the company I keep, the more I ascend, the more I elevate, as Dr. Brian is going to talk about later on. So I want to say thank you for being part of that number, of being some of the successful, inspirational, really people who step up their game and, you know, esteem for high quality. And I really appreciate that. Now, you're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Mr. Milton Hunt. He's going to talk about pivoting. I'm trying to get my pivot. See if I get my pivot on. Am I saying that right?
Pivoting success.
Pivoting into success. So, folks, hang on a second. We're going to be right back in a second. Also, this show is brought to you by our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. They have their 3 locations, and they're going to be reopening coming up in the next, I think on June 1st, they're going to be officially reopening their shops. So hang on.
Music that we had recorded back in the 70s that we lost control over because we were inexperienced.
I'm going to be getting my dance on. That the music you were listening to is actually the band 98.6, who's also one of the sponsors of our show, Mr. Attorney Bradley Thomas, Willie Jolly, and a few other guys started a band back in the 70s, and they missed their calling because of a copyright issue, and they were just able to retain to get the rights to their music recently, and they've relaunched, and they now have a website out there called 96 band. I'll put the information on the website on the screen again in a minute. So we're glad to have them as a sponsor, and guys, really great music, and glad you could come on board as a sponsor of the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Right now I have with me my special guest, Mr. Milton Hunt. This guy, he can really get you going. I've seen him on the internet. He's out here talking in front of government agencies. He's talking in front of Fortune 500 companies, and I see his resume and his bio is very long and impressive. So go to his website and check him out. That's MiltonHunt.net. But Milton, keep us in suspense no longer.
Right.
I'm ready to start pivoting over here, not snaking like I was going to that music, but I want to pivot. So jump in, brother. What is pivoting to success? What does that look like?
It's a mindset. It's a new beginning. When I hear the word pivot, I think of a verb, right? We got to turn. We got to move. You play basketball, you know you pivot in the post. You've heard all these references on pivoting, but I just believe it's time that we just take a look at some things and make some decisions. I've heard people say, is this the new norm? I say it like this. I believe this is the new reality. Mm. How you pose to look at this, I think we're going to have to make some decisions.
Okay.
What I encounter when I talk to folks about pivoting into success, the first thing that keeps them stifled inside the body and trapped right where they are is fear.
Oh, God, I hate that.
It may happen. The greatest fear we have is this fear of unknown, the uncertainty. So before we can pivot, we got to exercise our power over the fear and not let the fear keep us trapped. And we got to make a move. It's time to make some moves.
But Milt,
yeah.
This COVID-19, which has killed 100,000 people.
That's right.
Isn't that cause for fear? Shouldn't we just fear a little bit?
Well, how about this?
Okay.
How about if you take it from a spiritual standpoint, we already know what we're supposed to learn about fear, right?
Right.
We don't have that. We have a different type of power, you know, a different type of mindset. But let's take it to a physical plane. When I see fear, right? I will tell you this, Rob, and I think this is important for our audience to understand. Fear is going to be around forever. It's what you do about the fear. Sometimes fear and pain can be the greatest motivator.
Yeah.
I look at things like, I don't want it to happen. What must I do? So we're still pivoting. We're taking an action into some form and some direction. But our businesses is what we really need to pivot now during this most difficult time.
Well, Milton, some people have taken this time, this mid-March, and now we're about to go into June. They've kind of seen this as a little vacation of sorts. They've kind of, is that the wrong way to approach this?
Well, let me say like this. I've heard people use the term, it's a staycation, you know, where people stay home and vacation.
Right.
Well, I'm going to encourage you to use this as a time to renew your mind. Find out who you really are. See, the biggest struggle we're having is people are having to live alone by themselves with themselves, and they find out they don't like themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So discover who you are. Discover what you don't like. Get yourself a piece of paper and write down some things.
Uh-oh.
Maybe you start with your goals, your dreams, your desires. But I'm using this time as a time to build me.
Okay.
I look at it like this, Rob. Sometimes we're forced to go to a place we don't want to go to, only to discover it was the best thing could have ever happened.
Tell it. Well, you said, I like what you said earlier. You said, maybe this is not a new norm, but a new reality.
Absolutely.
Break that down for us.
Okay, so think about it like this. I've heard and read, and like everyone else, when will we go back to being normal? Well, I think what we should do is learn to accept some things the way they are. And if this is the new reality, embrace it and stop fighting it. You know, I've been looking at countries wearing masks for years.
Yeah.
I want you to take your mind back to 9/11. We didn't have that in airports, but that's become the what? Not the norm, the reality. And so let's jump on board. Let's embrace some things. If it's for the betterment of man and the betterment of each other, let's embrace it. Stop pushing it away. So here's what I'm doing, Rob.
I have
reinvented myself where I would stand in front of coliseums, cruise ships, auditoriums, platforms, boardrooms, and deliver these high-impact messages. I've now taken it to a 4-inch camera that I'm looking into right now that I have no idea where the people are, but I know the message is still resonating.
That's right.
It's a matter of rethinking the way we do things.
Well, you said something that we're looking at, and I've been trying to beat this drum, and I'm glad I have you here to help me with this. I've been telling people that instead of fighting where you are, instead of bemoaning where you are,
yes,
look at the opportunities that are being presented.
Come on. And
I have, and like you said, we are right now the embodiment of what can happen. I left Radio 1 during in the middle of March, and they pretty much showed us the door. We didn't have a choice in the matter.
Right.
I didn't let one second I didn't spend 1 second regretting or crying or worrying about what I said. I got to grab this opportunity now. That means I'm not the only one being pushed out the door. That means there are others that are facing the same thing. Look at the opportunity that's being created. Shouldn't everybody take that approach no matter where they are?
Here's the problem, Rob. We haven't learned to change the way we think.
Okay.
We've gotten so used to business as norm, our comfort zone. See, I'll give you an example of changing the way you think. To the listening audience right now, when life gives you lemons, what do you make?
Make some lemonade, that gun.
No! Why would you make lemonade? You would pick the seeds out of the lemon and plant them and grow an orchard so you can feed yourself for a long period of time.
Oh, man, I love that. Man.
The way you think.
You know what?
Here, you've heard this one, right? It's a glass half empty or half full. No, it's not. The glass is running over. Hold your feet up. They're about to get wet. You got to change the way you think.
The way you think.
Here, I'll leave you with this thought. In the moment of crisis, opportunity lurks just around the corner. The problem is you're looking up the street. You're looking down the street. You haven't looked around the corner.
Hallelujah. Man, you remind me of a few weeks ago, I was telling people, don't cook that goose that's laying the golden eggs.
No.
And that sounds like what you're saying with those lemons. Yeah. You make that lemonade, you got one glass.
That's you it. You're done. And you're done. And then you're thirsty 20 minutes later.
That's a good one, though. I can't go into that one.
You can have it, Rob. Anything for you. The bottom line is, brother, we got to change the way we think. See, watch this. We can send a message around the world in seconds via email, technology, whatever it is. But it takes years to get that message through the last 6 inches of this thing called the mind, the brain. And if we don't change the way we think, we're going to keep trapped and keep doing the same thing and repeat the same behavior.
All right. Renew
your mind.
We have a question on the table for you, Milton. Somebody say, Can we make the lemonade, drink the juice, and also plant seeds? Can we do them both?
Well, you got to have more than one lemon.
Okay.
So let's grow one first, then plant one, then drink one.
All right. Let me ask you this, Brad. Milton, if somebody wants to find out more about you, where you're going to be where you're going to be appearing, how to get in touch with you, how to reach out to you.
Well, it's real simple. I'm going to be back on here a whole lot of times since you keep watching the show.
That's a good one. I like that. I like that.
No, Rob. I can be found. I will tell you the social media platforms. I'm a LinkedIn guy. So come on, find me on LinkedIn and let's do business together. LinkedIn is not a lottery ticket. You don't get on it and wait for it to hit. You got to work it. So come on, let's work together and find some synergies and find some purpose. I'm on LinkedIn at Milton Hunt. My YouTube channel is real simple, just Milton Hunt. And come look at some of the videos and some of the things we're doing.
Well, you know, I actually, later in the show, and maybe you can come back and hang around for a minute. Later in the show, I'm going to talk about, matter of fact, LinkedIn comes into my discussion later on, where I'm going to be talking about your end game. And
yeah.
I'm going to tell you how LinkedIn is going to come in. I'm going to kind of give you a look, kind of give away some of the, let you look to the end of the book. Milton, people come to me all the time and they say, Mr. Gatewood, I need a Facebook page.
Yes.
And really what they mean is, look, I need a bigger imprint in social space.
Okay.
They might need a Facebook page, but they really might need an Instagram. They might need a LinkedIn.
Right.
They're confusing the ends with the means.
Right.
So that's why when we talk about later on in the show, we're going to talk about the end game and the end and the means. Why we should not confuse the two. Now, what we're going to do, Milton, feel free to stick around. I'm going to bring up my next guest,
okay.
Dr. Jennifer Jones Bryant. And she is a dynamic young lady. She's out here shaking things up. She's written books. She's done everything except cure cancer. So I'm going to bring up in a minute. We're going to take a quick break. I want to acknowledge our sponsors. And Bradley Thomas has reminded me of the website for the band that we were talking about, np6.band, as a matter of fact. I want to hear some more of that music. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in a moment. This is the Marketing Pulpit Radio and TV. I have my special guest with me today, Mr. Milton Hunt. And coming up next, Dr. Jennifer Jones Bright. I want to hear that music again. So y'all better.
Brad is an attorney, and some years ago, he brought to our attention that the music that we had recorded back in the 70s that we lost control over because we were inexperienced.
Sorry. All right, we're back. Just had Mr. Milton Hunt on. He's going to join us in a moment. We're going to bring in our next special guest, Dr. Jennifer Jones Bryant. And you're listening to Marketing Pulpit Radio and TV, broadcasting live on Facebook. We're on YouTube Live. We're on Periscope TV. And a few more days, hopefully, we'll be back over Radio 1 on WOL 1450. Over there with Dr. Kathy Hughes has made a great impact. She has a school of communication over at Howard University named in her honor. So we have people out there shaking things up, folks. Got have people out there shaking things up. I'd like to thank again our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. If you need a location, such as a place, somebody to answer your phones, you got all that Amazon Prime coming in and you keep missing the guy that's out there in the rain getting wet. They have people receiving your packages. They have mailbox services. They have meeting rooms. And they have three great locations, one in National Harbor, one over in Largo, Maryland, and one up in College Park. I'm going to bring in my guest right now, Dr. Jennifer Jones Bryant. Good morning, Dr.
Good Jennifer morning. Jones. I was just jamming to the music.
Are you jamming to it? That's not good. Well, when the music is good, it's hard to stay in your seat. Oh, boy. How's everything going on? You seem like a breath of sunshine this morning. Are you always that energetic and jubilant?
I typically am. And so I haven't even had any coffee. This is who I am. And, you know, I guess the only time when I'm hungry, you know, my energy level may go down.
Well, you must be full this morning, God. You're full of energy. I'm glad to see it. Thank you for joining us this morning. We've been carrying on over here. We've had Milton Hunt. He's been getting us popped up about pivoting to success. So this show, and you're really following right into the theme today, we're trying to get people to pivot, elevate, commute, transition, or whatever you have to do, get to success. Now, you were more specific. You said five steps. You said, matter of fact, I'm going to tell you exactly what you said. You said...
like, what did I say?
You said that. Elevation during COVID-19. Now that's a tall order. I mean, you got people out here falling dead. They're in their homes. They can't go to school. They can't go to work. And you saying, in spite of all of that, people can still elevate. And you have five steps to help them level up, as you said.
Level up. And these.
Why don't you do this? Introduce yourself. Let people give us a quick brief bio of who you are. And what brought you to this point today?
Okay, so I'm Dr. Jennifer Jones Bryant, and I'm known as the fire thrower. And what I'm known for, can you hear me?
Fire thrower.
Yes. No, I throw flames.
I'm getting out my fire extinguisher over in case you set me on fire.
look, don't make me look for my I actually have a little prop, which is a it lights fire.
Okay.
So I'm about igniting fire in others so they can reach within to find their talent and their gift and their skills to elevate and propel to the next level of their success. And so I got here today after 31 years in the federal government. I always tell people I started at age 3. Okay. All right. So,
yeah. I was going to say, wait a minute now. These numbers aren't adding up.
The numbers are adding up, are they?
Based on the visuals. No, they're not.
So you know how that work with us, right? You know, we don't crack. So
I
anyway. Crack.
I got you. Proof positive.
Yes, 31 years in the federal government, and I left at the senior executive level, started as a clerk typist during the day and a janitor at night, and pursued my academics on the off days. So I evolved from that to senior management in my 20s, and then I just kept excelling and propelling forward. And then So now here I am. And so I help people and tell them the secret sauce behind elevation.
Well, I have a question. I got a question of you. You threw something out there. And I'm going to tell you because I know a lot of young people listening. A lot of young people, you went through the government. I called it sometime your trial by fire, cutting your teeth. And how valuable was that experience to get you to where you are now?
Oh, my God. It was super valuable because I got to learn how to work with people who had diverse skill sets, who had diverse opinions, also learning how to navigate through the politics. Not everybody can do that.
Well, I'm glad. I'm that's why I like people like you to kind of back up what I'm saying, because I get a lot of people who are going into the entrepreneur field. And they jump right out of school and say, or jump right out of their whatever they were doing, and think they're ready to be an entrepreneur. But they see me and say, and I make it look too easy, I think, sometimes. But what they don't realize, I spent 20 years in corporate America. I went through that office politics. I went through those working with that diverse group of people in different levels, the glass ceiling, the whole nine. Been there, done that, bought the T-shirt and 2 hats. So I think it's great for people like yourself to let, particularly our younger people, a lot of people graduating right now, and they feel like that they see us doing what we do, and we make it sometimes look too easy, and they just want to jump right in to where we are, skip the 10 years, the 5 years, the 20 years. But if you can do that, I say amen. But I'm glad to hear people like yourself to say you serve your time, and sometimes you have to do that. You have to do what you need to do to get to where you want.
And that's absolutely true, Robert. And here's the thing too, is that we live in a microwave society. So I would never dismiss the fact that I had to go through every level to elevate where I am, because that gave me more sympathy and empathy when I worked with my employees and associates to understand what it takes to do the job. So people dismiss that piece.
But jumping in, help us about this elevation during COVID-19 and the 5 steps to leveling up. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to bring in my other guest in case, let him listen in too, because he's excited about having you here as I am. So we're going to both be sitting here listening in to you. That's meet Milton Hunt. Milton, that's our Dr. Coach Jennifer Bryant.
Hey, hugs. We can't hug in public, but hugs.
Right. Very nice to meet you, Ms. Brown.
Likewise. I don't know if you heard, but I am the flamethrower. I bring the fire.
I got news for you. We don't need flame retardant suits. All we need to do is get the heat. Let's go.
Get the heat. Just light it up just a little bit. Just heat it up just a little bit.
All right, Dr. Coach, keep us out of suspense here. Jump in here.
Keep you out of suspense. I swear to you, what I'm about to tell you, not only will it work during COVID-19 during this period, but it also will help you as you elevate going forward when we're outside of this pandemic period. Perfect. So here are the 5 keys that's worked for me really well throughout my personal and professional life is recognizing the power of your pause, P-A-U-S-E. And what I mean by that is the P is for professionalism. It's how you show up. It is making sure that you are showing up like with me today on this show. I know we're at home, but I definitely wanted to make sure I put my best foot forward and in my professional presence. So always pay attention to the culture and show up professional. Yes, professionally. Yes.
All right.
Yeah, look, and then secondly, it's about the A is about attitude.
Ooh.
Attitude. And that is about having a positive attitude. Do you know, I tell people you're interviewing every single day. Hmm. I got my first job on the subway. What? Writing to the federal government. And everybody talking about how hard it is to get in the government. But guess what? Just like how I'm showing up for you today, this is how I showed up over 30 something years ago on the subway. Just by having a general conversation with a woman who I did not know where she was from. And by the time we got to the stop, she said, "What's your name and where you're going?" And I told her, and she said, "By the way, you are hired. Don't go to anyone else's table." That was my first introduction.
I'm going to put an amen on that because I know for a fact. Now, let me tell you something, gentlemen. I know I'm good at what I do. I'll tell you one thing.
Okay.
I know that most of my business come from the way I approach people and my attitude.
Wow. Wow.
And I'm not to diminish my skills because, like I said, I'm all right. I do what I do.
You are.
I see people like you. I see people like Milton over there. And the first thing before all that wisdom and knowledge come out of their mouth, you have to consume their attitude, their persona. Mm. So I say, put another A in there for amen. I'm sorry.
Amen. Attitude, approach, and amen.
The you. I like that.
The you. The you in which we are, we need to embrace. The you is about uniqueness. Embrace your uniqueness. Embrace your authenticity, your authentic self. A lot of us want to show up and model or mimic to be someone else, but you need to show up as yourself. I was the first ever woman of color, Black woman, young first director, setting across from white males who were in their second and third careers. Mm. I never stopped being who I was authentically. Now, did I polish who I was? Did I have a growth mindset to continue to evolve? Did I have mentors? Absolutely. Mm. But embrace who you are. Stand in who you are. All right. That S, the S is about success. And success is defined by you. It's all relative. But what I will say, the ingredients to help you to become even more successful is it's about your competency. So do what you need to do to learn what you need to learn, your technical skills, become the industry expert, hone in on your communication, effective communication with active listening, as well as your body language and all things that involve in as a part of communication. So the E.
E.
Y'all ain't gonna be ready for this.
Uh-oh.
Let me get a drink here.
I'm about to throw the fire. You better get the extinguisher.
I'm going to get the strong stuff for that one.
The E, emotional regulation.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Told y'all might not be ready. And what I mean by that is There's so many things that are going on even today. We know what's going on politically. We know what's going on socially. We know that we have a lot of emotions going on. We may have experienced emotional things personally. We may have experienced emotional things professionally. I will say, before you respond, remember the power of your pause. Step back. Assess the situation. Look at the pros and cons of your response. If you responded a certain way, if you reflected back on it a day later, a week later, would that have still been your same response? Mm. And would you want people to know you by that response? Mm. And there's a way that you can get your point across, because I've sat in boardrooms and I've been what they call the ear whisperer to my senior leadership in special advisor roles, senior counselor roles, etc., where I've been one to have to come with the truth, the unvarnished truth, or speak truth to power. But it's a certain way that I will bring it. If I had an emotional attachment to whatever was going on, I worked through those emotions first before presenting it to my leadership. And I worked through that. And so when I came to them, they listened because they knew that they had a person who came with poise, grace, and who had the technical skills to back up whatever I was saying. And I was able to provide them with options for consideration, and those options came with pros and cons. So that's my five keys and my five steps. Recognizing the power of your pause.
Pause. That last one, emotion.
Yeah.
That's the one that, and I'm sure Milton can chime in, that's one that we experience, we see it, but we don't often address it because we feel like, I guess there are different schools of thought on how emotion should be manifested or how it should be expressed.
Right.
Rob, let me jump in here. Dr. Brian, thank you for sharing the pause. I want to just speak to that last one, emotional regulation. I often work with some clients, and you'll go into some facilities and you'll see people's emotion on what I call 911. Everything's heightened awareness. I'll give you an example. You walk into the office and they're screaming, "Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! What's wrong?" The copier's not working.
Oh my God.
Regulate yourself, because we're all emotional beings, but when you transfer your emotions to other people, it's not fair. Not only that, watch this. I don't want your emotions.
I do. That's your stuff.
Yes. Oh God. Love you guys.
Energy management. We don't want that.
Dr. Brad, how you sum it up? Sum all this up for us. Put a bow on it for us.
So let me put a bow on it. And the bow is this, is that spend some time during this COVID-19 becoming self-aware.
Absolutely.
You're alone, or if you're with family, just take time aside and say, how can I develop a growth mindset so that when I show up, I'm showing up as my best self?
Amen. Amen. And now, if somebody wants to reach you, how can they do that? I know you got a lot going on out here. You have books, pages, and this and that. And how can they find all these goodies you have?
I know. Look, it's just been a blessing. But it came from a place of stepping into my authentic self and leveraging my gifts and talents. So I can be reached at reachingwithinempowerment.com. I am on Facebook as Dr. Jennifer Jones Bryant. I also have a Facebook group called Reaching Within. I'm on Instagram, Reaching Within, Twitter, Reaching Within. And I also have a book, if you don't mind me sharing. It's called Overcoming Personal Challenges to Achieve Professional Success. And that's where I tell people how they can give them coaching prompts and steps and tell my story about how I was able to overcome personal challenges to achieve professional success, hoping that that would help them because it deals with a lot of stuff that I just talked to you, emotions, a whole lot of things that I had to deal with.
Well, yeah. I really appreciate everything you said. It's very timely. And I think that's why I felt this show was so necessary, having you and Milton, because sometimes we get into these crises like COVID-19 and we get stuck. We need somebody to kind of pull us out of it. We need to pivot. We need to elevate. We need to commute. And so I really appreciate that. Folks, so support this sister. Get that book. Her information is on the website at Marketing Pulpit also, yes, as with all of our guests. And what I like for you guys is, if you can, and if I understand if you can't, I'm going to come back in a minute. We're going to talk about this end game, and I'd love to have your input if you have a few more minutes. We're going to be done here in a few minutes. So, folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit. I have my dynamic guest, Dr. Jennifer Jones Bryant and Mr. Milton Hunt. And you can also find this information later on the Marketing Pulpit website. It's going to be on the Facebook website. It's going to be on YouTube, and it also is on Twitter. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We're going to be right back after the break. Don't you go anywhere.
Brad is an attorney, and some years ago, he brought to our attention that the music that we had recorded back in the 70s that we lost control over because we were inexperienced.
All right, folks. I'm here with my special guest today, Dr. Jennifer Jones Bryant and Milton Hunt. These are two dynamic people. And by all means, folks, check out this, share this information. We know people out here who are, some are struggling, some are not being their optimum selves. Some just need a little lift. Some need to get those 5 points on how to elevate out of COVID-19. And Lord knows some of us need to pivot.
Absolutely.
As Milton has stated so eloquently. Now, what I'm going to share with you, and I'll be brief, like my dad used to say, my dad was a Baptist minister, y'all.
Oh, Lord, so we're going to be here with a couple of 30 more minutes.
So you're closed four times?
Four times.
I'm going to be brief. get comfortable. But I'm not going to be my dad in that regard. I might bring some of his antics, but I do plan to be brief because I know we got a busy day. Most of us, it's Friday and end of the week. But I do want to talk about this end game.
Yes.
And I'm going to say, to be effective, we need an end game, but not by any means necessary. It has to be the right means.
Right.
Now, I'm going to remind you of something you probably already know, that if you need to get somewhere or achieve a destination, you have to know where you're going. Now, that seems like the obvious. But due to time constraints, sometimes life, sometimes resources, time, money, and so forth, that doesn't always happen. So I want you to do today is set back, exhale, refocus, pivot, elevate, and let's get down to some basics. Bottom line, there are two steps to this, to getting from A to B. So I'm going to lighten your load this morning. I'm going to take one of them off your plate. And that's called the how to do it. I want you to focus your energies, your skills, your talent on the why, the when, and the where. Let somebody help you do that how. Let me paint a picture for you this morning. Let's say you're trying to get somewhere. There are several vehicles that can get you there. You can walk. In some cases, you can ride a bike. You can drive. Catch an Uber. You can even get there by bus, train, or plane. But no matter what the vehicle, you're not going to be successful until you know where you're going. Because once you determine where you're going, you will pick the right vehicle to get you there.
Absolutely.
If I'm going to LA, I don't need to be investing in walking shoes. Walking there is going to be a very tough journey. I can assure you that. Same token, if I need a cup of coffee across the street at 7-Eleven, I don't need a travel agency to get me over there.
Bring me a Slurpee back while you're at it.
That sounds good, don't it? Man.
You don't need a travel agent.
No, not for that. I think you get my point. I'm trying to paint. I'm being overly dramatic, but I think you get my point. Let me put this in a business context for you for a minute. Nah. Sometimes people call me and they say, they call me, they make say, Mr. Gatewood, I need something. A lot of times what they think they need or what they want is not exactly what they need.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so what I have to do is turn the question back on them and say, look, what are you trying to do? Where are you going? You tell me where you're going, I will pull out some vehicles to help you get there. And that I'm sure that happens in your business, Jennifer, in your business. People come to you, they're telling you what they need or what they want. The experts, we have to rely on our experts to help us get from point A to point B, and we can't be confusing the means with the end.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody comes to me and says, hey, Gatewood, I need a new website. Now, most people would jump at that opportunity and start building them a website because mm-hmm. that person got the money in their hand. I'm going to say slow your roll for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they may need is really an enhanced online presence, which might mean they might need better performance out of the website they already have.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Somebody comes to me and say, hey, Gatewood, I need a Facebook page. I said, hold on, slow down. What are you trying to get to? What they really need is a social media footprint. And like Milton said earlier, they might need a LinkedIn page. Mm. They may be better served by Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
These are classic examples of conflating the end with the means.
Rob, let me jump in here and talk about the end. I'm chopping the bits over here.
I see you.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Come on, brother, bring it.
Woo! The end game. First of all, Covey said it the best. Stephen Covey. Mm-hmm. Habit number two, he says, start with the end in mind. People don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. I've never met a person in my life that's woken up every day and said, I'm just going to fail in life. They don't have a succinct plan for getting them there. And that analogy you gave, Rob, about I can take any form of transportation. The key is what's most effective to get there. So what I just want to share with you, if we're going to talk about end game, let's figure out where we want to go first. More important, on there, that we might be able to glean some advice from. How about this next point? Are you ready to pay the price to get to the point you want to go to?
Go ahead, bro.
So just because you want to go there doesn't mean you won't pay the price. Do what it takes. And you ready? And it's not going to happen overnight.
Amen. Oh,
that's right, Milton. You said that correctly. Because remember, I was just talking about how we in this microwave society.
Amen.
And everybody wants this thing right away.
Yeah.
And they see other people on social media and they're like, oh, I want to be like them tomorrow. No, you're not. No, you're not.
Well, how about this? If I see one more post of somebody telling me at 22 years old, you make $900 million and you go 3 weeks, I'm going, excuse me, I apologize. But you know what? I'm not impressed. Let me tell you what Booker T. Washington said. Audience, don't miss this. Booker T. Washington said, life is not to be measured by what man has achieved in life, but based upon the obstacles that he's had to overcome.
Amen.
Amen. Talking about my book, another plug in, right? Overcoming personal challenges to achieve professional success. It's not an overnight process. You have to trust the process.
I love this. I love it.
Good.
Bottom line, and I'm really loving this. I knew I had the right people today. I knew it. I felt it. I felt it in my bones.
You felt that fire burning.
I felt that fire. I knew I had to pivot. I knew I had to elevate. And I'm trying to bring my audience with me. That's why I said today, there's two steps. There's the means to get you there. But there's also the end. What you need to focus on, like Milton said, is the end. Where are you going? Planning, strategizing, mapping it out.
Yes.
You jump in the cab. You need to sit back there and tell this guy where to go because you already know where you're going. You just don't jump in the cab and say, take me somewhere. You need to know where you're going.
Absolutely. And I know that you don't have much time left, Robert, but you are so on point because whenever a client comes to me, I walk them through my vision blueprint. I don't play that. You could tell me all the stuff you want, but we're going to visualize. We're going to initiate and take some action. We're going to strategize. We're going to be intentional. We're going to look at opportunities, and then we're going to go out there and deploy our next steps.
Amen. Amen.
Folks should do if they really want to get their end game together. They need to call with marketing and they need to start right there today by talking to somebody that's walked the path upon the place which you want to go and find out from subject matter experts and people that are doing it, not people that are talking about it. Check their references. That's who you follow. Get with marketing, folks. Contact them today.
Thank you. Thank you. Because I'm going to tell you.
Let me look up Milton right now on Facebook.
All you got to do is Google me, baby. Just Google me. You see this face? It's going to show up on Google. It's going to be right up at the top, too. Don't worry about it. I'm real easy to find.
You got a witness, Milton. You got a witness this morning.
Google me. Listen to me.
Y'all having too much fun here this morning.
I'm really. Hey, look,
let me break this down a little bit more, and then we're going to jump over here. So your when, your what, and your why, for instance, might be you want to leave your 9-to-5 job, start a new business so that you can be independent. That's right. An example of the end. Okay. Don't just say I'm going to wake up one morning and say I'm going to start a business. Mm-hmm. That is the means to the end of leaving your job and becoming independent. And it helped to put a timeline on it.
Yeah.
So I want you to focus on the what, the when, and the where.
Mm-hmm.
And like Milton said, you bring in people like Jennifer and Milton and Gatewood Marketing that help you with that how.
Mm-hmm.
Don't shortchange. Don't marginalize the planning, the process. And at the risk of sounding cliche, don't let your vision and your purpose get lost in the weeds.
Hey, Rob. I put this little talk together called the three H's, and this is apropos for this. It's called the hobby, the hustle, and the habit.
Okay.
And all too often, we think because we got a hobby and we've been real good at it, we can make money and sustain ourselves. You better keep doing that hobby and enjoying it and don't fool yourself. The next thing is we get a little hustle where we can make a couple dollars and we think now we can sustain a business model. Oh, no, you made a little bit of money. Be thankful and get the moving. The third one is the habit. That's the guy that makes the money, who's habitually doing the same thing every day. Matter of fact, every day, every Friday at 10:30, you can set your watch. It's a habit to be on this show. Robert's going to be here.
That's right.
She's going to be habitual at what she does.
Consistency.
The habit is the person that makes the money, not the hustle. Exactly. Not the hobby.
Lord have mercy. Man, this is so good. This is so good. I could go on forever, y'all. But we are coming to the close. I am just going to wrap this up by saying.
This your fourth ahead. Closing, Robert. All right, Deacon.
Got four.
Minister, fourth closing. Go ahead.
Here's my close right there.
Well done. Man, I love it.
Hey, you taught me this. I'm following your lead.
You guys are too kind. I'm getting a little misty-eyed over here. Go ahead, folks. Look, let somebody else drive the cab.
Yes.
That's okay. But you have to know where you're going.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm gonna say. So, well, I'm lightening your load today. I'm gonna take some of this burden off you. You spend your energy and your time laying out those plans, pursuing that vision, pursuing that purpose, examining that raison d'etre, the reason for being, and let somebody else help you get there.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. I want to thank my special guest,
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Robert.
I've never had this is so much energy and inspiration. And I'm going to be turning the cartwheel when I get off this. I didn't know I could turn a cartwheel, but thank you.
You can call me. I'll have you more than cartwheel when we get off here.
And I really like to have both you guys back. So I will be
absolutely
in touch. Folks, go support them. Also, go to their website. You can find the information. Also, you have Dr. Bryant's information scrolling across the screen.
Where's that book at, Dr. Bryant? Hold up on the screen. Hold that book up.
All right. I love it. I love it.
I'm loving that beautiful face. Just hold the book up.
That was crazy, man. Also, folks, you can reach Gatewood Marketing by calling me at 301-839-2836. Go to marketingpulpit.com. We have all the information on our guest, on our host. Next week, we're going to have Miss Bernadette Clay from the BLE Executive Suites. They're getting ready to reopen their facilities. I want to thank our special sponsor, the NP6 band, 98.6. Go to find that information at np6.band. That information is also on the Marketing Pulpit website. And it's closing, as I do every year, every week. If you want to be successful, you have to do these three things. Do the right thing. Do it at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to do it right. Enough talk.
Yep.
Let's get to work.
Brad is an attorney, and some years ago, he brought to our attention that the music that we had recorded back in the 70s that we lost control over because we were inexperienced